Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and I hope you all are just as excited as I am to talk about this topic that's very near and dear to my heart, and it's probably near and dear to all of our hearts because it's going to speak about, it's going to deal with issues relative to our health. All right, as soon as our co-host press one, we'll be able to come and introduce her, and then we'll bring in our featured guest. We'll eventually get to the tonight's topic as well. So let me go ahead and bring in my co-host all the way from South Florida, Ms. Camilla Cross. She's going to give her commercial break, then I'll come back and give my commercial break. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Camilla Cross. How are you, Dr. Walker?
I'm doing wonderful. So happy to be on tonight's show, and I'm so excited. I really am. How about you?
Yes, this has been a great week. You know, there's a lot going on with that the E-Day, Election Day. So that's kind of been the running theme for this week. But, you know, regardless, we are still blessed. I know Dr. Walker sent out an amazing message today about understanding to trust God and just to, you know, keep the faith. And regardless of however the outcome, God is still in complete control. I thought that was amazing. Thank you for that.
Yes, well, I received a number of responses to that, and I'll read that over the air tonight. But once you give your commercial, let the people know how they can get in touch with you for your services, and then we'll introduce our featured guest for the evening, and we'll proceed from there. And I want to read that article that I sent out.
Okay, perfect. So my name, again, Camilla Cross. I am a certified anger management specialist. I'm also a licensed clinical social worker where I do offer services in anger management. If you're court ordered, employee ordered, I also offer services for therapeutic services. If you're suffering with anxiety, depression, stress management, anger management, definitely women's issues, and I do take males as well. You can definitely contact me. You can email me at yourworthllc@gmail.com. You can call me at 954-825-8500, where we can definitely do a free consultation over the phone. I did have a quick one. I'm actually with the National Association of Black Social Workers. We do have an event coming up this Friday. It's pretty much on Facebook Live at the Miami-Dade National Association of Black Social Workers chapter. I'll give you the exact address a little later, but it's a free event. You just log in, and it's talking about voter rights and awareness.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Ms. Croft, and my commercial, we have the weekly broadcast, of course, the show that we do. We also do a spiritual show on Friday nights, and we do two Saturday spiritual shows, so you can go to my website for more information on those. And, of course, I have my book, After the Passion, which is on sale now. You'll definitely want to send us an email if you want to catch that on sale. We're offering about 30% off on that book. And my weekly newsletter that supports this broadcast, it's only $2.50 a week. If you're a business out there and you want to advertise, advertising starts at $35 a month. And it also includes the weekly newsletter. So All right, this time we're going to go ahead and bring in our featured guest for the evening, Ms. CJ Lewis. She's going to give you more information on herself, and she's also one of our clients that advertise with her. And we're so happy. Ms. CJ Lewis, it's good to have you with us this evening, and welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. It's a pleasure to be here tonight.
All right. Ms. Lewis, why don't you go ahead and tell our audience a little bit about you, your product, how to get in touch with you, and before we get into tonight's story and before we get into tonight's show, because it's a great deal of this. Pretty much tonight is part one, and we're going to also do part two. Ms. CJ Lewis is going to be with us as well tomorrow night on our spiritual show, because it is relative to our health. And tonight's story is going to be really kind of deep as it relates. So, Ms. Lewis, if you'll go ahead at this time, you all will want to press one early enough on your dial so that you can get in case you have a question for Ms. CJ Lewis about her products and her services. So go ahead and give us your commercial, and then we'll proceed from there.
Okay. My name is CJ Lewis, and I am the owner and operator of Simply Neutralistic in Live Oak, Florida. That's North Florida. And God really gave me this business. I have to give him all the honor and glory for it. Just really brief how I got started. My daughter had a health issue that was diagnosed as eczema, which is basically really itchy skin. And for her, it related to nutrition or lack thereof as far as nutrients go. And so God used our journey with her to really launch me into the natural health business. And so now I have gone for training, but I continue to go for training because you never stop learning in this field. And I am able to consult one-on-one with some issues. I'm not well-versed. I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't have any medical training, but I do have the training in natural health. I also have supplements that I sell out of my store that you can either come in person or you can shop online with me. And two of the best ways to get a hold of me would be my phone number, 386-719-2441, or my website, www.simply neutralistic.com.
Okay. All right, Ms. CJ, is it really dealing with, would you consider your program to be alternative medicine? Would it be considered herbal supplements? What title would you give the type of products that you sell? What would you give it?
I would give it more herbal supplements. I have vitamins, minerals, plus herbs, plus a little bit more specific as far as like things that really help with the thyroid or more geared towards blood pressure or that kind of thing. I do carry some homeopathics. So it's almost like a health food store just without the food products.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Ms. Cross, go ahead and welcome our guests this evening. And if you have a question before we get to tonight's story.
Yes, well, welcome to the show tonight. We definitely appreciate you being with us. That's an amazing story, and I realize that God will turn our beauty into ashes. I'm sorry, turn our ashes.
He does.
So, So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm glad that your daughter was able to get relief, and now you're blessing other people as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Croft.
You're welcome.
Excellent. I love the story about what brought her into this with her daughter experiencing eczema. And sometimes, I don't know, I think that God gives the doctors knowledge, medical doctors knowledge. But speaking of that, Ms. CJ Lewis has indicated that she's not a medical doctor. And just for our disclaimer for the program, we're not endorsing any particular product. And I'm certain that she's going to inform you all throughout tonight's broadcast that she does not sell products that where she indicates that it's a cure. And I'm sure she will also present you all to contact your medical professional for the appropriate diagnosis for your particular condition. And we'll give her time to do that before I go to the story. We want all of you all to go ahead, and those of you all that will have a question tonight, you press one. I see the phone lines have already lit up this evening. So it looks like we're going to have a very busy night this evening. All right. Ms. C.J. Lewis, just before I go into the story, you want to give that disclaimer information once again about you not being a medical doctor and how your products are not designed for coming from you as a cure for all, and I'll let you go ahead and speak to that.
Okay, thank you. Yes, as Dr. Walker stated, I am not a medical doctor. I do not have any medical training, and I cannot diagnose, treat, cure, or heal. I leave that up to God. But all of the information shared tonight is for educational purposes and is not intended to take the place of sound medical advice. Definitely before you start with any supplement, any vitamin regimen, anything like that, if you are under the care of a medical professional, you need to consult that medical professional first. And where I have received help in, or I've received training in natural health, that's what I'm geared to. That's the information that I give. And I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Well, I can tell you all, she's one of our clients. She advertises with us, and I purchase some of her products. So I'm a believer in it, and I'm pleased. I can tell you that. And we're going to get to tonight's story tonight, and we're all going to be speaking about tonight's story. It's an interesting one. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is herbs and traditional medicine checks and balances. Herbs and traditional medicine checks and balances, and this is part one. Our featured guest that's joining Ms. Cross and I is Ms. C.J. Lewis from Simply Neutralistic. Now, our characters tonight are Sheila and Timothy. Now, Sheila and Timothy, both, they're 23 years of age. They've been friends since elementary school. They have never formed a romantic relationship outside of the platonic friendship that they've had. Recently, they have been considering the prospect of seriously dating each other because they feel certain of having the chemistry and the compatibility to become a serious couple. Now, they have tried relationships with other people, but for some reason it just didn't work. Over the years, their friendship has been more like a brother and sister, which makes it hard to get past that point. Now that they are older and able to see things a lot clearer, they agree a romantic relationship might be worth trying. They are trying their best to understand the risk involved of losing a dear friendship in the event a romantic relationship does not work out. Now, although they have several things in common, they also share a number of different views on matters of interest that could actually be a deal breaker in some relationships and even some marriages. Now, here are a few of the things that they have heated arguments. We're talking about seriously heated arguments and debates over that really turn into serious emotional dialogue. Now, number one, they talk about party affiliation, meaning politics. Sheila is a Republican and Timothy is a Democrat, with huge differences leading up to this upcoming election. Now, even to the point of how they will raise children in the home. So they're going at it because they're both different parties, okay? And they're even speaking to the issue of the upcoming election. Now, just so you all know that I want to read something in a few minutes about that before we start asking any questions. Now, number two, religion versus spirituality. Timothy is very religious, and Sheila is more spiritual and feels that religion is man's doctrine, all right? And then they get into one that's really, really serious. I mean, even more serious than the other two that they feel. And that is herbal supplements versus traditional medicines. Now, this is probably their biggest debate or argument when it comes to their prospective relationship that could ultimately be the deciding factor on whether to go forth as a couple. Now, here's what Sheila believes. Sheila believes that herbal supplements are the gift from God for the healing of the nations that was designed or created to serve mankind in the event of illness. Now, Timothy, on the other hand, believes that God has given mankind intelligence in the form of medical doctors for the purpose of having the knowledge and expertise to diagnose, recommend, and treat potential or serious illnesses that humanity faces on a day-to-day basis. Now, Sheila also believes that traditional medicines have so many side effects that could cause more serious injury or problems as opposed to herbal supplements. They may have little or no side effects because they are usually all natural. Now, Timothy insists that herbal supplements have the placebo effect by making people thinking psychologically that they are getting better when that is not always the case. Timothy further believes that herbal supplements have no scientific evidence to support their claims, while Sheila feels that traditional medicines are overpriced, overrated, and in the long term are likely to cause greater problems. Now, this particular issue has now caused a rift in their friendship, and Sheila has told Timothy that she is not interested in dating him and no longer desires to have a friendship with him. Timothy responded by telling her how he realizes, how he really sees her as brainless and out of touch with reality. Wow. It has now been 3 weeks and neither has called the other to make amends. It's clear something is missing when they are not together. All right, we start out tonight. Ms. Cross, I'm going to go to you first, and then we're going to bring in Ms. C.J. Lewis. Ms. Cross, I mean, just the fact that Timothy called her brainless because of her beliefs. Guy calls you brainless. She hasn't talked to him in 3 weeks. And it's obvious they're close. Would you call him up? You know, would you be the bigger person, Ms. Cross, and call him up and say, listen, we need to talk this thing out? He called you brainless.
I think because the thing is, he, you know, in the heat of the argument.
We're not hearing you clearly, Ms. Cross. You're not coming across clear. We're not hearing you clearly. I don't know why.
Sorry about that. I was saying in the heat of the argument, he may have said that, but that was disrespectful. So I think it's for him to apologize to her. You know, it's okay to not, you know, to have disagreements, but it's not okay to take it to that extreme. You know, just because she believes something different than him, neither one are 100% right or wrong, you know, because I worked in a hospital setting and doctors are practitioners because you're still testing a theory, you know. So I think it's like, you know, and I know that the modern, the herbalistic medicines actually do work because I've seen them work. So it's all about to the what extent, you know. So I think that they both had valid points. So to get to the point where they say things that are malicious, that's not right.
Okay, so calling her brainless, I mean, wow, and says she's out of touch with reality. Let's go to Ms. C.J. Lewis here, and then we're going to go to the phone line as well. I know this was a mouthful, wow, but now she doesn't even want to see him anymore. I mean, he launched a heavy attack about her beliefs. If you're called brainless and out of touch with reality because you have this strong belief, would you call him up?
That's a really good question because so many times we allow our pride to get in the way, and pride would say no way. But I think in cases like that, and I do see that even among family members, and you end up coming to an agreement of, okay, we can agree to disagree, but in the meantime, like sharing it with him as far as the studies that are out there on the herbal medicines and all of the research that goes into the herbal medicines and just really coming at it more from an educational standpoint,
right,
instead of letting emotion totally take over.
Okay, so first question, if it were you and the guy called you, this guy who you're thinking about getting involved with, remember they're 23 years of age, but still, he called her brainless and out of touch with reality. And he also says that he believes that herbal medicines have a placebo effect. I mean, that's some heavy stuff, what he's saying.
It is. Okay, putting me as a 23-year-old and somebody called me brainless, I would not be very quick to call him back. it would be a little while.
What I kind of figured.
That's
what I kind of figured. I mean, it's like all men, mature men know, you don't ever call a woman name. You just don't call her a name under any circumstance. If you can't say something nice, you better think it
in
your head.
Don't say it at all.
But don't let it come out of your mouth because you will never live that down. All mature men know that. So unfortunately, Timothy, he's 23, but he'll learn the hard way.
Yes, he will learn the hard way.
He will definitely learn the hard way. So let's go to the phone lines once again, and I want to bring some questions in. Let's go to 347-740. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us? We've got 347-740. Let's go to another one. We're going to go to 772-227. Who do we have on the air with us? Welcome.
Mario Wilcox, Fort Pierce.
Mario Wilcox, thank you for joining us. Mario, let's hope you've never called the woman brainless and out of touch with reality. But if he decided that she didn't want to be your friend anymore, would you call her back? Because you had a heated argument over herbal medicines versus traditional medicine, herbal supplements versus traditional medicine. Would you end up being a bigger person and call her back?
Well, before I go to that, I'm just going to say this. When you're in a heated debate and he's a brainless, you know, I don't hear male and female say clueless, and a lot of females say worse than that. You know, they have some cutting words for you, but not, you know, not how we would say it as men. So, you know, I don't give females a pass neither.
Uh-huh.
I was him and I called someone out of their name, I would correct that situation. I would say, look, you know, I probably would stand on my same belief, but I say, you know what? I shouldn't have called you clueless and out of touch with reality. Because basically, he called it delusional.
Okay.
I wouldn't have taken it that far.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by, Mario. We're going to get to some other phone calls in just a moment. Let's go to our featured guest this evening, Ms. C.J. Lewis. And I've got to ask you, you know, I want to kind of dissect this argument that they had, not so much about the party affiliation, the politics, that she's being Republican, he's Democrat, not so much the religion versus spirituality, but I want to address tonight, our focus tonight is going to be on this herbal supplements versus traditional medicine. Now, he's saying that, I mean, this is their biggest issue. This is the issue that they're having. Now, she believes that the herbal medicines are a gift from God because the scripture does say that God has given us all, he's given us the herbs for the healing of the nations. Now, how do you view that? Do you believe that God has given us the herbs for the healing of the nation? I tend to believe that. I do, personally. But that's just, and again, tonight's program is for educational information and educational information only, and should be perceived as such. And just as Ms. Lewis said tonight, if you're seeking even psychology advice, medical advice, or legal advice, seek the appropriate medical profession or legal professional in those appropriate fields. This show is only for educational and informational purposes and should be perceived as such. Now, having said that, I believe that these herbs, God has given us herbs, and I believe that that is for the healing of the nation, it's to heal us. Now, what are your thoughts on that, Ms. C.J. Lewis? Hello, maybe you have us on mute.
I had taken it off mute, and my cheek put it back on mute.
Yes. All right, there you go.
Yes. God stated in Genesis, you know, Moses wrote Genesis, but it was all inspired by God, and he gave us herbs for food. He gave us herbs for healing, for medicine. It says it several different spots in the Bible, and so I do believe that as well, that we need to go back to the herbs. Matter of fact, a lot of your traditional medicines have come from herbs. Aspirin, for instance, that came from willow bark. Was the original aspirin, and they just isolated the component for aspirin out of that.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. So now let's go to the phone lines once again and bring another caller in. We're welcoming your comments. We see them already starting to come in. Let's go to 347-740. Is the caller there? All right. We're
I'm just having some difficulty, Dr. Walker, back on here. I'm sorry.
Okay, what is your name, ma'am? Veronica.
Monica,
thank you for joining us. Monica, tell us, do you think, we're hearing about, first of all, Timothy and Sheila are at odds with each other when perhaps their relationship, I don't see the chemistry and the compatibility in there with their extreme differences, but you can tell that they've been friends, they love each other. I'm wondering, should they go forward with a relationship? But now here, his views and her views are so extreme that he's even saying that he believes that herbal medicine gives a placebo effect. Do you think, in your opinion, Monica, that herbal medicines give a placebo effect? And then secondly, do you think that God gave us these herbs for a reason?
Absolutely. Well, what a lucky woman to get
absolutely
the
what? The placebo effect or that God gave us the gift? You're answering two questions. Which one are you answering? The absolute on.
Okay. I don't believe it gives us the I really am not even sure what is the I didn't hear the term you use properly.
Placebo effect. Placebo effect. It's like you take a water pill and the doctor tells you that this will cure your headache because this is a, this is a pill for migraine headaches. You psychologically, you take this, and all it was like a diuretic. It was a water pill. But because the doctor, medical doctor, gave it to you and he or she made the statement that this should take care of your headache, you psychologically begin to believe that, and your headache goes away. So that's the placebo effect. There was nothing in there of substance that was scientifically medical from the medicinal world. So that's what placebo is. So do you think that herbal medicines have a placebo effect?
Not entirely because, no, not entirely.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to phone lines once again. Let's go to 786-489. 786-489. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Stevie calling, and I'm a witness.
Stevie calling.
Have mercy.
You
have. I'm a witness with herbs. Herbs and food.
Okay,
I'm
you're
a witness.
Witness with herbs. Okay, let's hear your story then, Stephen.
Well, basically, I had cancer, first stage of cancer, and I got with my pastor told me about some ingredients, and then I got with I deal with about four different herbalists that I know around the state of Florida and Georgia, and what I did was I took some herbs, I got some food that helped fight cancer, like broccoli, celery. I blended them up, fruits and vegetables, and drank it two or three times a day. I took the herbs every day. I prayed, exercised, and I was connected with my doctor doing this. And I did this under doctor's care, and also I was in a clinical trial with this event. It ain't like me doing it by myself, playing around. I was in a clinical trial with the University of San Diego and with the Cleveland Clinic, and we went through this situation for about 21 months and doing this regularly, continuously, nonstop, eating, taking the herbs every day, doing the blend, mixing the vegetables and everything, and blend all that stuff to fight cancer, the food, because God gave it, made it on earth, and I believe that God has something on this earth that can heal us and even cure COVID-19, but we just don't know about it. But I think somebody found it. But if you do that, think about it. If you do find a cure naturally with herbs and stuff, what are the pharmaceutical companies going to say? So I'll leave you with that question on your own. But if it healed me in 20, 21 months in reference to curing me of cancer, and I've been cancer-free since 6-7 years, and I still do herbs, got different types of herbs I do, even for blood pressure. That's an excellent one for blood pressure. That's excellent. Stop me from taking the medication. Stop me from taking medication.
What herb was that? I mean, if you don't mind sharing that one for your blood pressure.
It was called pH Balance. It worked. Every man that I sent it to, it helped them.
Okay.
Every man.
Let me bring
got the
right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Stephen, just for a second, and we're so grateful that herbs have worked for you. CJ Lewis, let's bring you back in here. I mean, here's a guy who's testifying on the herbal supplements. Do you even sell in your place of business the pH Balance?
I don't, and I wrote that down as he said it because I'm going to check it out. I've not heard of that supplement. Which
okay.
That's
let me bring
something
you back
I love.
In.
It's BP
yeah,
Balance.
Stephen, let's bring
BP
you back
balance.
In because a number of people
BP
suffer
balance.
From high blood pressure.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, it's BP, BP Balance. BP Balance.
Oh, BP
plus
Balance. Okay,
yeah,
BP Balance.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, when you say a pH balance, you know what I was thinking about? Alkaline.
Yeah, yeah, that's
that
that's,
my mind
that's
went
my
to
point,
alkaline.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah,
BP
I was
Balance.
Thinking of, yeah, that's not B's are boy, P's are Paul Balance Plus. It works. Yep.
Okay, all right. Then CJ Lewis, do you sell the BP Balance stuff, or is that something you would want to check out yourself?
Yeah, that's something I definitely want to check out because I've not heard of that particular product. But that's something I love about platforms like yours and also talking with people like Stevie who've had results like that because I pick up tips along with everybody else. So.
Right, right. We're going to actually stand by just for a second. Ms. Craw, I mean, you said earlier at the opening statement of the Proke Tonight's broadcast, can you believe we're already – we got 29 minutes left in tonight's broadcast – and we got a number of comments to get to, a number of callers to get to. Ms. Cross, you said there's kind of like, and I'm paraphrasing here, there's good and bad on both sides. What would you say are the bad on the medicinal side, traditional medicine?
Because the thing is, a lot of these medicines that are prescribed have side effects. So you go to cure one thing and you interfere with something else, right? I've seen people who go in, they have some type of infection. You give them heavy antibiotics, and then the antibiotics start to, IV antibiotics, they start affecting the liver. So now you have to start treating this cause of the liver, and then you have to, And working in that setting, I was in a medical setting for about 6 years. So there's a lot of things that kind of go on behind the scenes where I've seen mistakes made. I've seen doctors, callously do things. It's hard to watch because it's a lot of fixing sometimes. So we do we put a lot of trust in our doctors, and they're trained, and you should trust them for the most part. I'm not saying not to trust your doctors, but they are definitely practitioners. And it makes so much sense. They're practitioners.
Right. Yeah. Medicine is a practice. It's a practice. Just like law, it's a practice. It's an inexact science. It's a practice. And, when we got you have the MDs, and no disrespect to them, certainly no disrespect to them.
No,
I don't think any of us are disrespecting them here. But they're doctors of medicine. They're trained in medicine, and we give respect to that. To that field, because thank God for them. Now, Ms. Lewis, I want to ask you this question. Speaking of that, Timothy feels that God has given man the knowledge of medicine to expedite things that the herbal medicines won't necessarily do right away, but some of these medicines, even though they may cause side effects, well, they could cause side effects. What do you think about that?
I agree with him to a point. God did give man wisdom. He did, like the doctors that are out there today, he put that desire in their heart to learn medicine. And I am so grateful that he did, because if I'm in a car accident, I want the MD, not necessarily the holistic person, depending on how bad the accident is.
I know, right, of course.
right.
Of course.
So in that sense, yes, he definitely did give that as well. And I think he did the same thing on the herbal supplement side as well, because you've got There's so much research coming out now. There's so many more studies that they're doing now with herbal medicine or with certain vitamins. We heard about a bunch of it since COVID-19, you know, hit America with vitamin D. And it seems like in the last 7 or 8 months, there's been even more studies that I've been able to find. That they may have been out there forever, but you know, I'm able to find more and more studies showing the benefits of these different things. So
absolutely, absolutely. So here we are. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got about 25 minutes before we bring the show to a close. You'll also be able to hear Ms. C.J. Lewis tomorrow on tomorrow night's program, which is extended to 90 minutes for tomorrow night's show. So if you miss any portion of this tonight, you can also go into the archives and replay this 20 minutes after we end the broadcast. If you miss any of it tonight, we're going to be reiterating some things tomorrow night as well. Let's go to the phone lines once again, and then we're going to take a comment after that. Then after this one, we're going to go to 305-769. Then we're going to go to 561-396. Let's go live to 305-769. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us?
Hello, everyone. This is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thanks for joining us. Ms. Augustine, are you a believer in herbal supplements?
I am a true believer of herbal supplements.
Okay. What makes you a believer?
Well, I've been on a lot of medications. At one point in time, I was on 18 medications, and the 18 medication had a lot of side effects. And then my doctor is also Chinese, so when I switch doctors, he starts supplementing me with supplements to do the exact same thing, and I didn't have the side effects. So I went from 18 medications to 6.
Wow. Wow, from 18 to 6. So these medications could have been combating each other, and like in a tug of war. Wow, that's interesting.
They call it more side effects. Huh?
Wow, we're gonna ask you to stand by. We've got a number of calls we've got to get to tonight. You all as well. We're down to 22 minutes, and we've got to take some comments. Let me go ahead and take one of the comments, and then we're going to get to 561-396 and then 256-224. Give us just a second. We're going to take at least one comment. Ms. Cross, you take this first comment. This male, he writes in, he says, herbs and traditional medicine checks and balances. He says, when I think about taking herbs as opposed to traditional medicine, it reminds me of what my grandmother used to give us for just about any ailment. I think those old remedies worked. Ms. Cross, I can relate to that because my grandmother used to give me stuff that even to this day, I'm like, this is what I did. Picked up some, looked like some grass, and boiled it and gave it to you.
That's right.
It looked like it took care of everything. It didn't taste good.
Yeah. I can definitely relate to that as well. You know, my family's from the island, so, you know, living in the islands, it's not so readily accessible to go to the doctor. You can't really afford it. So what happens is they found a way to use the herbs of the earth to heal themselves, you know. So I grew up on the teas. I grew up on, you know, just the things that I think about now. I'm like, oh, like my gargling vinegar and salt water, like just crazy stuff like that. But then it makes sense because the vinegar cuts the mucus. So, you know, as I got older and I started to understand that a lot of these things that we take these medications for actually can definitely be resolved through the natural products that, you know, the natural herbs and the natural products that we already have, you know, it makes sense. Even honey, right?
Okay.
Honey is such an amazing, supplement to some of the medications, but we know that honey has like different products or factors in there that helps a lot of with colds and things like that. So it makes sense.
Right. Let me bring our future guest in, Ms. C.J. Lewis. Let me ask you your thoughts on, you know, can you relate to your grandparents or your mother going out there and just grabbing something that looked like grass? But I remember this plant, Saracen. I mean, it's like my mother mentioned Saracen. It's like, oh, no, I'm getting ready to play like I'm asleep.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously. Go ahead.
I didn't grow up with the herbal medicines like either one of y'all did. My grandmother didn't really know him that well, and my mom certainly didn't. She's learned more since I've dug into it. But with us, it was we'd go to the chiropractor first. That was our first line of defense, was we would go to the chiropractor. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now the chiropractor.
The gentleman that I had the pleasure of mentoring under for a couple of years, he'd been in this business for about 40 years, and he grew up in Kingsport, Tennessee. Now, his grandmother was like what you're talking about, and she would actually go out into the field and get salad greens. He did not, until he was an adult, he had not eaten regular lettuce for salads. It was dandelion or chickweed or whatever other edible weeds that she could go out there and find. That was his salad. And if you think about it, those bitters, like dandelion is very bitter. Those bitters are so important for digestion, and we don't get that these days anymore.
Wow. Well, the gentleman that you interned under, what's his name?
Dr. Bill Frazier.
Dr. Bill Frazier. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Just wanted to, for a point of reference. All right. We've got a our featured guest this evening is C.J. Lewis. She's the owner of Simply Neutralistic. She's also one of our clients that advertise on our show. So if you're a subscriber, you can look at the newsletter that comes out to you every week and scroll all the way down towards the end. You will find her advertisement in there with her information on her email address, website, and a phone number to get in touch with her. And we're going to also have her at this time go ahead and give us that information as well. So in case some of you all want to write it down, Ms. C.J. Lewis, would you go ahead? For those of you all who are not subscribers, you're missing out a lot, so you will eventually want to become a subscriber because we're filled with resources out here. Ms. Lewis, go ahead and give your information, please.
Okay. My phone number is 386-719-2441, and my website address is www.simplyneutralistic.com.
Okay, excellent. And what are your office hours, Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, Eastern Standard Time. I'm there. I'm in the office Monday through Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I'm there from 10 to 5. Wednesday, I'm there from 10 to 4. But you can, I have a voicemail, so if you catch me after hours, you can leave a message, and I'll get back with you the next day.
Okay, and I can attest to that. And that's so true. As a matter of fact, when I called, she had no idea who I was, and I had never met. I found her simply by, I think it was either just skimming through the through Google and looking for herbs, certain herbs. And I stumbled upon her, and I gave her a call. If either it was that or someone referred me to her. And what happened was when she did call me back, and we had a conversation for more than 45 minutes, and she made me feel like I was a VIP. I mean, I'm saying to myself, how can the owner of this store take up this much time answering all of my questions? And by the time we finished, I felt like we were friends. But she made me feel so comfortable. She did not rush me. She educated me on various products and whatever she didn't have information on, she was willing to research, just like she did with the beef balance that Stephen mentioned. And chances are, by the next time she comes on our show, probably tomorrow night, she's going to have some information on that. So she will give you quality time. BP, I would imagine it stands for blood pressure balance. Stephen, we're going to bring you in and ask you that question. The BP, what does it stand for?
Well, that's basically what it stands for, blood pressure balance plus. And I got a bottle looking at it now. And it's a blessing. That's all I got to say. It's a blessing. I didn't get the last four numbers of Ms. Lewis. It's 244. The last four numbers, Ms. Lewis?
2441.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
2441. Okay, and she'll be coming on again to mention that information. We're down to 14 minutes, you all. I am so sorry. Time is going so fast. Let's go to West Palm Beach, 561-396. Then we're going to go to 256. We appreciate you all, patience. 561-396, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have with us?
Good evening, Dr. Jesse and everyone on tonight. This is Beverly from Lake Worth, Florida.
Thank you, Beverly, for joining us. Beverly, did you have a question, concern, or you just
want to get some information?
No, I just hear you. You are asking questions about the natural medicine comparing to, modernized medicine. I just, had to say I believe in God's herbs. And even as I started doing my skincare products and I started researching different things from God's herbs, I realized that so many natural things are good for our skin. So I fix those things together, and it's part of my skincare products.
Right.
I'm
and
a
also,
true believer
Beverly
in naturalized medicine.
Yes. Ms. Beverly is also a client of ours. And what's the name of your company? And give them your information as well.
Beverly Ashman Designs, and right now I think the only thing that is advertised on your roster for me is my beaded jewelry and my Good Creations, but I'm getting ready to launch my skincare line, which is also called Beverly Ashman Designs skincare line.
And it's all natural products. Is that what I hear you saying?
Pardon?
It's all natural products. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, most of it is natural products. Most of it, and I use things like turmeric and the powders like your ginger powder, your orange powder. All those things are natural products, and they're all good for your skin.
Excellent.
And I've combined
them
all to make beautiful skincare.
All right. You think that any of these things can make me look more beautiful?
Well, I think you're beautiful like you are, handsome like you are, but the whole thing is that if you want to get your skin toned and looking good and take off any spots and blemishes, I think my product will do that. I've been using it for 3 weeks now, and I am really pleased.
So they won't have to put makeup on me?
You don't need makeup.
That's another subject. Sometimes men, when I did my role when I used to have to appear on stage, they would put makeup on me. They would actually put, for whatever reason, they did. And it's nice to know that there's something natural that you can put on there, because I've seen some of the celebrities, after years of makeup, their skin, it looks like, oh, my goodness, this is scary.
Eats up their skin.
Yes, it's absolutely scary. Let's bring in our featured guest and ask, Ms. Lewis, did you have anything internal that her product sounds like it's external, anything that herbs can help to, because sometimes they say that the healing goes from inside to the outside. So do you
that
have herbs that, that herbs could also assist in making people like me look beautiful?
Yes, actually.
Without the makeup.
And with herbs and with vitamins, it takes a bit longer because it's building and it does go from the inside out. So your skin is the last thing to heal. And vitamin C was the first thing that came to mind, because you've got to have vitamin C in order to produce collagen so that your skin has elasticity.
Right.
Borage oil
right.
is another one. Borage oil, evening primrose oil, omega-3, the fish oils. All of those are super, super important as well, because it not only nourishes inside, but it does come out on the skin too.
Wow. Well, that's going to be this is going to be a great combination, because we've got Ms. Beverly over here mentioning the external, and you are over here mentioning the internal. So I would imagine those two coming together, what a perfect romance, huh?
Yes.
All right, we're going to ask you all to stand by. We want to go to 2562. To four, but I got to take a couple more comments, and we're going to give this to Ms. Beverly. We're going to give you the first one. This female, she says, in reference to tonight's topic, herbs and traditional medicine checks and balances. I personally think that both traditional medicine and herbs serve a purpose, just like Ms. Cross said tonight. For example, herbs, in my opinion, could be taken as a prevention or maintenance type program, and traditional medicines may be used for severe cases like infections and the need for antibiotics. Your thoughts on that, Ms. Beverly? Need for antibiotics with traditional medicine?
Well, traditional medicine might work, or it do work sometimes, depending on what the doctor give it for. But it works quickly. But at the end of the day, they have so much side effects. That is the problem with the the modernized medicine. You know, I, for one, have an experience with meeting in the accident, and I hurt my shoulder and my back, and I have so many medication here in a bag, and I can't take them because as soon as I take them, I'm out for hours.
Okay.
So, and they might stop the pain while I sleep, but once I wake up, I still hurt. So I get my grass, I get my bush, I get my stuff. I'm from Jamaica. I boil them all, and I feel better when I boil my bush.
CJ Lewis, let's bring you in. Have you heard of bush and all of this stuff?
No, I haven't. Which, when she mentioned Jamaica, I know they have so many different herbs and everything down there.
Yes.
That it would be incredible. It would be incredible to sit and talk with you, Miss Beverly.
One of these days.
Yes.
Okay. We can certainly make that happen for you all by having you all exchange number after the show if you want to do that. Because you know what I'm thinking? Because what I'm thinking also is that if I were into what both of you all are into, I would probably go to some of the other countries and find out what it is that they do with their natural products and so forth. Because I believe that, just like you said earlier, CJ Lewis, that there's so much, you never stop learning. And there's so much to be learned in that particular arena that can bring so much information to people that they had no idea what was going on. Because I do know that I've been to Jamaica and I've seen even some of the books, and a lot of resource with natural foods and natural herbs that can really be for the healing of the nation. It's just amazing how education is. Ms. Cross, let me bring you in for a moment, and I got to ask this question. When I think about the bush, I think about, you know, these herbs that my grandmother from Georgia used to just give us, even for a headache. She let you go, and you end up taking something, and the headache usually came about as a result. She would tell us, you either have eaten too much sweets, you've either, you didn't go to the bathroom properly, or you're deprived of water. And it usually was one of those, or sleep, as a matter of fact. So it was one of those four, possibly five things, and she could look in your eyes, and so could my mother, and tell basically what was going on with you and knew what to give you. And so I'm asking the question, Ms. Floss, did you ever experience anything like that?
Yeah, that's very powerful. Actually, not to that extent, but it definitely was, you know, in my house. I'm a first-generation American. My parents are from Jamaica, so it really was, but it's funny, my mom's a nurse, right? But the thing is, it really was about, you know, detoxing the body, you know, cleansing the blood, you know, and of course it wasn't explained to us this way, but, you know, with learning and with knowledge, I understood the reasoning for giving us the Circe, the reasoning for giving us the honey when there was a cold, you know, with the honey and a little bit of the vinegar, you know, things like that. Just boiling the, you know, the fever grass, peas, and, you know, now it's so funny because the moringa now, because, like, now my dad, like, went to Africa years ago. I've been talking about moringa for so long, and now it's, like, it's the biggest hit now. But it makes so much sense because these things, right? He kicks himself every now and again because this was, I'm telling you, almost 10, my sister, over 10 years ago. Even talking about moringa. So it's kind of like, you know, these are things that naturally God had already placed here for us. And we sometimes, it's just cause I guess it took us a little while to find the significance. But the people who are already in the land and who already are privy to the herbs, they found the significance maybe hundreds, you know, years ago. So
right.
I definitely believe, yeah, it's a blessing, though.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Just quickly, CJ, let me ask you, have you heard of moringa? Then we're going to go to Alabama, 256. Have you heard of moringa?
I have heard of moringa, and it's one that I've just started studying because, like Ms. Croft said, it's just been recently that I've heard about it, and I hear about it all the time now.
You know, as I listen to you all on tonight's broadcast, and you're bringing this information in, it's so interesting. Because it's like these are herbs that, I mean, you know, that people can actually research. And like Stephen said, you know, has produced results. So this is really interesting. Alabama, we're going to go to you now. We do apologize for keeping you waiting and those of you all else. We're down to 4 minutes. Let's go to 256-224. Who do we have on the air tonight?
Good evening. How are you? This is Shelly Rapal.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Shelly Rapal.
Miss Paul. Okay, I believe that's what you're saying. Miss Paul, thank you for joining us this evening. And as a matter of fact, we've got bells ringing on this end that you're our winner for tonight, which means you're entitled to some free gifts, and someone will be contacting you after the show.
Thank you.
About information. Okay. Did you have a thought on herbal medicine?
Yes. I wanted to make a comment. I agree with the caller that what she was saying about herbs. I think first of all, I'd like to say, I think the issue is if we would do like the Bible said, the herbs are for the healing of the land. And also, the body is designed to heal itself. And if we would give the body what it needs, then we wouldn't have any issue with all the other stuff. If we would eat properly and do all the other things that, you know, our bodies need. And on the herb issue, like somebody said on the line earlier, if you look, many of the traditional medicines came out of herbs. Like, for example, if you go to a dentist, they give you the anesthesia, and that anesthesia is made from cloves. And I can testify to that. I've had a toothache, and I've used cloves on it, and it knocked it out. I've referred other friends that I know of that had toothaches and they couldn't afford to get to the dentist, and I told them to use a certain kind of herb. It wasn't cloves, but I told them to use a certain kind of herb that where you just put it on your tooth and it knocked the pain out. And they called me thanking me. They couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And also someone else made a comment about antibodies and drugs. I think in everything there does need to be balance. And two,
right.
I think what we have to understand is that even some herbs, you have to take caution with how you use it because they all have contraindications. Like there are certain herbs that you can't use for an extended period of time. You have to use it, then stop, and then go back to it. As far as the antibodies, also we have to understand with antibodies, but right now they're creating a lot of issues with the body because they've been overused and overused and overused. So with everything, there has to be balance. We have to be wise.
Okay, excellent. We're going to ask, Ms. Paul, we're going to ask you to stand by. It's so interesting. We're down to about 2 minutes and 5 seconds, you all. Let me go back in. Ms. Paul, we're going to ask you to stand by, and someone will be contacting you after tonight's broadcast to let you know
that you
won something. Let me bring in Monica. Let's bring you in quickly, you all. Your comments have to be quickly, and we're going to continue this discussion on tomorrow night's broadcast. Monica, let me just ask you, I mean, are you a strong believer? I mean, tonight, have you heard something that you can take with you and say, you know what, if I had any doubt, tonight I believe stronger in some of our herbal supplements. Your thoughts?
Yes, Dr. Dr. Walker, absolutely. I just wasn't familiar with the term that you use after you explain it. I was like, I got it. But I absolutely believe in the herb with a balance, because anything you do too much can affect you. And like the call just said, it is so true that most of these conventional medicines are made of herbs, because I can attest to the clove. I really did have the worst toothache. And I had an appointment, and it was rocking me. And I'm telling you, I did use some herb, and it's working for me. And I've had many other incidents with herbs, so I do. And to be honest, medicine is big money. You know, the Bible says we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free.
Right, right. Monica, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're down to 45 seconds. CJ Lewis, we're going to give you the final word, but just before you come on, I want to go to Ms. Cross. Ms. Cross, did you have any final thoughts about this? Because we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow night, and we're going to give Ms. CJ Lewis, as our featured guest, the final closeout. Ms. Cross, did you have any final thoughts?
Just kind of wrapping up what we all said, that, you know, it's definitely a balance. If you had a trauma, of course you need to seek professional medical help. But we all know that, you know, like I know what you were saying, Dr. Walker, that kind of honing in on the prevention part of things before it comes to the point of needing the cure. So definitely trying to, you know, utilize those herbs and those medicines, those herbs at least, so that we won't have to transition to those medicines is a big part of it as well.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Ms. C.J. Lewis, let's bring you in, and you give us a final word in 30 seconds or less, and kind of tell us what we can expect tomorrow on tomorrow night's broadcast.
Okay. As a final thought, definitely prevention is way better than trying to erase a bunch of issues that have taken place. It's much harder to if you've gotten to that point where your body's in major distress, it's much harder to come back from that. It can be done, but prevention is so much better. And there's so many things that you can do right now just with prevention where you're at right now. And as far as for tomorrow, I know we're going to finish discussing about herbs and just let food be thy medicine.
I like that, and medicine be thy food. I love that.
Yes.
Okay, listen, you've heard tonight we've had our featured guest to join Ms. Cross and I, Ms. C.J. Lewis. She's the owner of Simply Neutralistic. You can visit our website. You can actually, if you're a subscriber, you can go all the way to the end of the newsletter, and you'll see her advertisement in there. Ms. Beverly Ashman was also joined with us tonight. She's also a subscriber. You can also go towards the end of our newsletter and find her information as well. And any of you all that look to advertise with us, just come on the air. Remind us that you have a store or that you have a product or you have a service that you're advertising with us, and we will always give you opportunity to advertise on the air. Having said that, please join us here tomorrow night for our program, which is going to be a part two of this broadcast. We will have Ms. C.J. Lewis join us again tomorrow night. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And just before I get off, I did promise you all this reading for this upcoming election, and I know that the producers are going to be threatening me momentarily because we're going overtime, but this show airs in its broadcast in its entirety approximately 20 minutes after we close the show for those of you all that may want to go in and listen to it. And you can tell that I'm looking for something now. And what I'm looking for, I want to be able to share with you all this evening. And let me see if I can find it here. Read this to you because I think it can help us with just a thought on the upcoming election. That's what I'm looking for it for. All right, let me see if I can find it. Bear with me, you all. I tell you, you know what? I know how to find it now. Okay. All right, here we go. This is just a thought for our upcoming election to give all of us some certainty. Those of you all who are believers in God, like I am as well, I want to thank you, God, for your grace and sustained mercy. I want to leave you all with this thought. I want to thank you, God, for your grace and your sustained mercy. There is an adage of which I've learned over the years to live by. It says, and I quote, "It is better to remain silent and thought a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt." I'm a student through this journey of life, forever learning. I think we must all be reminded, whatever the outcome of the upcoming election and your swing or otherwise vote, God is and will still be in charge. And whatever happens, he allows it to happen. As such, that which happens, whether we like it or not, it will fulfill his divine purpose, his divine will that will manifest his glory. And this is sent with eternal love, respectfully from me. And so no matter what the outcome of the election, because we know that it's kind of tense and throughout the United States right now and perhaps the world, but I'm just reminding all of us that God, nothing happens unless God allows it to happen. And if he allows it to happen, it's to manifest his own purpose, his own divine purpose. So let's keep that in mind as we go through this upcoming week. And again, I want to just say, listen, thank you all for joining us tonight.
We look forward to seeing you all tomorrow night's broadcast. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, and thank you all. Thank you to our featured guests and Ms. Beverly Ashman for joining us tonight. So I want to say to you all, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.